Okay, good morning. We are here with Pamela McLemore, Montgomery Christian School, and welcome to our Tuesday morning missionary Zoom. Pamela, you want to just kind of get started and tell us a little bit about Montgomery Christian School and your goals and mission there, and then we can start asking some questions.
Wonderful. Good morning. Thank you for having us on this morning. I am Pam McLemore. I'm the executive director here at Montgomery Christian School. Ann Amster is also joining us, who's the development coordinator. And actually, as I'm looking, I see two board members on as well. Todd Romanowski is our board president this year. And then Beth Dabina is a founding board member, and she is on as well. So thank you so much for having all of us. Montgomery Christian School actually started there at Trinity Church on the top floor of the Sunday school wing. As many of you know, we started in 2007. I'm so thankful for our history because it is a very rich history founded upon prayer. So actually in 2005, Tom Danielson and a group of people were tutoring down at Patterson Court, and they just saw a need for school choice, for education, for those parents who really believe in their student, in their child. And so through Tom's prayers and dreams, and then he, through the other tutors at the time down at Patterson Court, they prayed for 2 years, and they were able to open up a kindergarten in 2007, and then another kindergarten in 2008, and after that, they continued opening up one grade level a year until it was kindergarten through fifth grade. And so that's what we are today. Our mission has pretty much stayed the same from the beginning because it is foundational to what we do. The mission of Montgomery Christian School is to glorify God by providing an academically challenging education in a Christian environment to those with limited school choice. We stick to that every single day. We talk about it all the time. Thankfully, we have wonderful educators here, teachers who have taught K through fifth grade for just under 200 years together. So we're really grateful that they are educating our students so well. As far as the mission part of just our students receiving high academics, they are excelling. We just received our Iowa testing back. Y'all, they did awesome. They just really were they I told the students that they really showed off on the testing. Although we always you know, have creative assessments and formal assessments, informal assessments along the way, we do base a lot of our teaching assessments upon that Iowa testing, and they really did well. On average, they all tested above 150% on math, reading, and writing above grade level. So that is just incredible, and we are praising God for that. As far as our mission about just making sure that we are giving those students who have a limited school choice, a high education, we always make sure when they come in, a lot of people I'm realizing ask us the question of when a student comes in, how do you decide if they, you know, qualify and they're able to keep up academically? And it is a lot like a Trinity school or a Montgomery Academy or a Catholic. And when they come in, they meet, they fill out an application, they meet with the principal. We make sure that they can excel in the areas that we need them to in kindergarten or whatever grade they're trying to get into. But also I have the privilege of meeting with every parent or advocate that comes in. We talk from the very beginning about not only their finances and their own personal lives. So I'm aware of how we can minister to the family, but we also talk about the Lord and how our, obviously we're a Christian school. And so from the very beginning, our foundation of this education is the gospel. So we consider it a huge privilege. And like I said, our founders from the very beginning have made sure that it is deep. It is rooted in prayer.
That's outstanding. So how many students do you have now?
So this year we have 99 students.
Wow. That's awesome.
Packed. we're really grateful. We're over here on McGee Road, 3265 McGee Road. We're at the old Green Gate building. If y'all want to come by, we absolutely love. We had a surprise guest yesterday, and we loved bringing her through, letting her see what's going on at our school. A lot of times it's always wonderful to be able to have that experience of walking through the school. So right now we have 99 students. We're really grateful that we have a good waiting list, But parents continually check in every year to see if their student can come in. So, for example, we were able to let in a sweet family that's checked in for the last 2 years, and this year they were able to get into second and third grade. Praise God for that. And it just continues to grow and flourish because of partners like Trinity Church.
Do you ever see it growing beyond fifth grade?
So we, right now we're actually just finished our strategic plan. Mm-hmm. And within that strategic plan, we are going to start a capital campaign committee in six months, by January. And we'll see where the Lord leads us. Right now we've been looking at different schools that are like ours. I just went to a summit this past summer that has, there were six different schools that had our same mission-mindedness of making sure that we have high academics and are giving that to those with limited school choice. And within those schools, really, I think the board will go towards opening up maybe one kindergarten and then another first grade and another second grade, because we're really good at elementary. And we praise God for that. And we get phone calls a lot. In fact, I just got one yesterday from Trinity, but we get phone calls from local schools, because by the time our students go through this program of K through fifth grade, our vision here is to also partner with those families and with whoever is their advocate in their life. And so in junior high, these schools that our parents are going to, that our students are going to, they know not only are children able to know how to study and they're going to work really hard, they have a good work ethic, but they also have somebody in their life that has been able to travel with us, so that when hard things come along, they have a community around them. That's our prayer. So that they have somebody in their corner. Because somebody here, you know, if we all go through something hard, we have somebody cheering us on. And that's our prayer, is that our parents will know when they leave here to junior high and high school, their child is ready, but also their parent is ready, because they have a community cheering them on as well.
Right, right. So where do these students feed into? Just all over the city?
Anne, do you want to answer that?
Sure, happy to. Really, we have great success feeding them in. This year's class that graduated from us in May ended up attending seven different area schools. Wow. Two are in magnet programs, Floyd, Middle Magnet, and Baldwin. And then we also have MA, Trinity, ACA, Catholic, Valiant Cross, Success Unlimited. And so we have the heads of those schools, admissions directors of those schools, who contact us and are eager to get to meet our students and to see about the possibility of them continuing their education at one of their schools. That's really exciting.
And taking that Christian foundation with them, that's outstanding.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm asking all the questions. Y'all please jump in, anybody on Zoom too.
Do you follow these families when they go, when they leave there and go to other schools?
So this is part of our strategic plan, because we've been, this is our 15th year as Montgomery Christian School. And part of our strategic plan is to make sure that we're intentionally, as much as we can, keeping up with the families and with alumni. We've had quite a few come back. In fact, we had just a guest speaker come in a few times this last year, as we're going through town, and Kathy Atkins, who was our principal for a long time, keeps in touch with them a lot. They love stopping by. I joke, because they stop by on their way to their new school. They'll stop here and also get a photo with us. So that's a huge blessing. We love hearing about how they're doing. This year we will be having four different open houses for our alumni as well. And so making sure that they're coming in, that they're seeing us, that we're still building that relationship with the students, because, you know, we love that they get to be grounded in gospel-centered education here. And our prayer is that they won't forget, as they continue on being students, that they won't forget that foundation. And I, you know, all the studies have shown how important it is to educate a child from a very young age. And we know that when the Lord comes into their heart here, that he'll continue to bless them. We just continue to pray for them as they go on.
That's great. Anybody have questions?
What are the average class sizes?
What are the average class sizes?
So on average, we like to have 16 in the class. We find that that's a good size. Because we have such experienced teachers, we do have some bigger classes this year at 17. We have our second grades at 19. Honestly, we could have made 2 second grades. We had so many people come in. A lot of that is the effect of COVID. Mm-hmm. But we do, on average, it's about 16 students per class level. Y'all, I'm telling you, I wish you could just see these students. They are incredible. They are a blessing to us. They're eager to learn. Their parents are eager. As we build relationship with their parents, they're coming in. They're excited about telling us what's going on in their lives. We are starting a parent university back again. That's one thing that a lot of our board members had before COVID. It was called PI, and now, just to make it simpler for my brain, I'm just calling it Parent University. But it's 4 times that we're going to be meeting with the parents, once a quarter. And when they came in to open house, which y'all should have seen all the parents and the families and the students, they get so excited. It makes us all so excited that each quarter will be concentrating on one topic. So we'll be concentrating on studying habits and routines at school for that first quarter. The second quarter will be on budgeting and finance. The third quarter will be on technology, not for the parents, but for the child. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And then also the last one will be on anxiety, because as we know, that's become really a deep-rooted issue within our students across the globe. And so we'll be addressing that as well, that fourth quarter, just helping our parents know how to navigate and bringing in people throughout the community. We love having people come in and help us with Parent University. I was going to say, you know, different ways that Trinity can help us. We love people coming in and helping us with that. We're so thankful that people in the community are willing to come and walk beside us in those 4 classes for our parents. I think it's going to be awesome.
Tell us about the mentor program. I had received something about that you're asking people to come in and kind of help come alongside y'all for once a month.
We are going to start with our third graders. We have trusted community partners coming in. Several from Trinity Church will be coming, and different areas throughout Montgomery will be coming. And we'll start with our third graders. And it will happen once a month here during their lunch break from 11:30 to 12. An adult can come in and sit with that same-sex third grader and just build a relationship. It will be within our art room. And it's the first week of the month, so this is brand new. We're really excited and thankful for those adults who've agreed, first of all, to go through the application process and the background check, but also to come in and invest, to walk alongside, and to encourage our students. So just having one more advocate in their life to look them in the face, ask about their day, love them, and point them to Jesus.
Now, is that, do y'all need any more volunteers for that still, or are you full?
We have a luncheon today with those who've indicated. If anybody is interested, I would love for them to contact us, because there's 1 or 2 that are coming today that are still going to fill it out. But we would please contact us, and we'll let you know how it's going.
And we are always looking for people other than just the faculty and staff here to come in and invest in our students. There's nothing like going out into the community and recognizing somebody. There's also nothing, it's just amazing to know that somebody is cheering you on, but praying for you and letting you know the gospel in your everyday life. And so when people come up to us, we have other mentors that mentor students from 3rd through 5th grade, but this particular year we are trying to get every single third grader a mentor.
That's great.
I came in a few minutes late, but have you shared about the standardized testing for the last couple of years?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I shared with them about this year, but you are correct. It has been the last couple of years that we really have excelled. I'm so grateful for that. I love how Judy will make sure to emphasize that because it is part of our mission, not just by, you know, providing, of course, we always want to glorify the Lord in every single thing that we do, but and partner with the parents. But we really want to make sure we're providing that high academic challenge to every single student that walks into that door. And so we're able to do that and see the results in our Iowa testing, like we talked about before. Really grateful that they've excelled so well. I'll also say something new this year that we've started in education. Well, a variety of things, but one of them is we have been able to take a few students because of COVID who are maybe not as far as we need them to be, specifically in math. And so we were able to accept them into the school because the school was able to hire a new math tutor who will walk beside them and kind of catch them up until that second semester. So we're really grateful that not only are we able to educate those with that high education, but also kind of meet, not kind of, we do, meet the student where they're at, in areas like math or reading comprehension, and take the time to make sure that they are on grade level, but also that they're really understanding, filling in the holes that they missed during COVID.
Right. I bet that's a big problem across the board.
It is. I'm really grateful that our board was willing to hire somebody to help us fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. And it goes to come back always to our mission, that we really want to make sure that we're walking beside these parents and that we're doing the very best we can, because we're accountable to our donors, to our partners, but we're also accountable to our parents because they also sacrifice sending their child here. They drive them to school and they pick them up, or they have to figure out somebody to do that. They have to provide a lunch for them every day. They have to go to at least two classes for parent university, and then they also have to volunteer. And I'll tell you, I haven't had to make a phone call to one parent about the volunteer aspect. It's very rare that I have to make a phone call about turning in tuition, because one thing I've realized is we all need accountability. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a sense of pride, and it gives us a sense of knowing that we can do it and somebody is believing in us, and we want to really make sure that we're doing the very best we can. And I find that our parents really love to jump in on our mission and vision within that.
That's great. Any other questions on the Zoom around the table here? No? Well, we have the prayer request that I think that Anson is, that y'all had typed out for the year. Do you have anything specific that we can pray for this week, today, in general, or does this pretty much cover it?
Well, we do have always a lot of prayer requests that have to do with the heart, of course, because we are here to spread the gospel. A big prayer request for us right now, if I could just give a few, we do have a big accreditation coming up through ACSI. We are accredited through ACSI, and they're coming September 25th through September 27th. We would love your prayers while they are here, that they will see our mission and vision come together. And it is a lot of work. So if you'll pray for our teachers within that and our faculty and staff. If you would pray for our mentoring program and our parent university this year. We are starting, you know, the parent university back up, but the mentoring program is new. And if you'll just pray for those of us that are leading that program, but also for people coming in from the community, because I really do pray that each student gets to know the Lord, not just with also people surrounding them, which is good. So Anne, how about you? Anything else other than that?
One thing I would love to share is once a month we have what's called a lunch and learn. We have one coming up September 13th. Julie was able to come this spring, and so grateful for that. But I'll forward the invitation to you, Julie, and you can disseminate it. But if you have a friend who may not have been to the school, if you haven't been to the school in a while and you want to come, this is a great way to come and invite people to be a part. So I'll send that to you, Julie.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, we're going to just spend a few minutes in prayer. Baba, would you mind opening us?
Yeah, I'd be glad.
And I'll close us out.
Lord, we just thank you for this time to hear more about Montgomery Christian School, the hear from Pam and Ann. And Lord, we're so blessed to be involved with the school that is so gospel centered and academically excellent to raise young people that would probably not have this opportunity if the school was not here. So we thank you for those years ago that had the vision to put this together. It has grown to the point that it's able to consider expanding. So, Lord, I pray that you would give the board wisdom as they go forward with the next step to be able to include more students. So, Lord, we do lift up the students. We lift up the family. We lift up the staff. Lord, all that are involved in the lives of these young people, Lord, as you, as they are witness to there at the school, Lord, that you really would work in their lives and draw them to yourself, Lord, that when they leave there, that they have such a strong foundation that wherever they go, Lord, they will continue to walk with you. So pray for the parents' university, that the parents are so involved in the lives of these children and have a desire to see their children go in the right direction. So continue to be with them in the many outreach programs, the mentoring program, the upcoming accreditation. Lord, we thank you for the standards the school holds there to be accredited and to give an outstanding firm education. So, Lord, I just thank you for this time to know more about it. The last thing the lunch had learned is lunch to go find out more about it, to get involved and encourage them, to support them. So we are just blessed to have a school like this and continue to guide them, Lord, grow them, Lord, make a difference in the lives of all involved there. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Dear God, we pray for the school and pray that young people can absorb and realize the tremendous opportunity of going to a Christian school. Go to a school that is achieving excellence instead of mediocrity. So much of the education system is moving downward to the lowest common denominator so that they think they can succeed. But we strive, oh God, to teach young people for excellence and to raise that standard. We give thanks for all those parents and faculty that strive to show excellence in both their personal and their religious life and their social life, and to move toward excellence in their lives. All this we pray in Christ's name.
Father God, we just give you thanks and praise for Montgomery Christian School. And we thank you for the way in which you have brought us along through these 15 years and the way in which you have made provision. We thank you for Trinity Church, and we thank you for Trinity's involvement in the school. And from the very beginning, it even started in the basement of Trinity Church. And Father, we thank you for people like Tom, who has invested his life in this in so many ways and worn so many hats, even from being one of the original tutors in the project. And for Kathy, and we thank you for the provision of Pam and Ann, and just for the excellent job that they're doing. We thank you for our staff and our teachers, and we pray, Lord, that you will equip them in every way with everything that they need to provide a great academic Christian education for these students this year. We pray for their hearts to be open and to be changed. And we pray that every child who comes through this school will become a believer and have a deep relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that you will equip them to be good citizens of our community and to be involved in kingdom work for the rest of their lives, Lord. We thank you for the resources that you've given us, and we thank you for the provision of Art Splash, which has provided scholarships for these kids. And we pray for the upcoming event this year and pray that she will give great success to our new leadership. And we pray, Lord, for the accreditation that's coming up, that everything will be ready and prepared for presentation to this committee, and that you will give our teachers and our staff and our and the board everything that they need to be prepared for the accreditation team coming in, and that they will find excellence in the school. Father, we just give you thanks and praise for all that you have done, and we pray that you would continue to walk along beside us, give wisdom to the board and the staff, and to know exactly where you want us to go from here. We thank you, and we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Over these new programs happening at Montgomery Christian School. And thank you for the support and the opportunity for the mentoring program and for these workshops for the parents to understand technology and other areas that their child is dealing with in our culture and in our world that perhaps they didn't have to deal with. Lord, I pray that you would provide the right people at the right time to impart wisdom to the parents, and during the mentorship program that your hand of favor would be on the pairing of the mentors with the children, that those relationships formed would be deeply impactful and be a witness to your love and your truth, and would inspire those children to follow in their footsteps for the rest of their lives. Thank you so much, and ask for you to continue.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for Pam and Ann and Montgomery Christian School and their board and their willingness to serve these students, Lord. We just ask that you be with these students and change their hearts and give them eyes that see you and ears that hear your word, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that Montgomery Christian School has to change lives in our city, Lord. We just ask your blessing and protection upon them. Thank you so much again for your provision for today, Lord. And we just ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.